Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Armando Caffiera, the Managing Director of Ceramics of Italy Trade Association. Armando, how are you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Everything is very much fine here in Bologna, and thank you for having me on.
And thank you for carving out some time. You're still in the middle of the CSAI show. A little background real quickly. CSAI is the largest show in the world focused on the ceramics industry. And it meets every year in late September. And I wanted to talk to you about that and then also business conditions, understanding that the Italians are, from a value perspective, the largest importer and manufacturer of tile that's installed in the United States. And a little bit more background. Bologna is the center of the tile industry because it's about a 30-minute drive from Sassuolo. And Sassuolo is where many of the big Italian tile manufacturers have their manufacturing operations. So let's start with the show. This is Thursday, and the show runs all week. How has the attendance been so far?
The show is going well. We are living a different, difficult international and market situation, but we were able to grow as a show in terms of exhibiting spaces. We sold about 10,000 square meters up to 155,000. And we grew up also in the exhibitors. We are now up to 627 from really all over the ceramic world, a very strong presence, of course, of ceramics in Italy. The visitation is good. We had a difficult start Monday because there were some strikes here in Italy, but we make up for that. And we are expecting to exceed the numbers of the previous edition, which means that we foresee to end up with almost 100,000 visitors, 50% of which international from all over the world.
I understand. I sent an editor to the show, and she was telling me that there's some new formats and that texture seems to be one of the big design elements as the Italians continue to use cutting-edge innovation technology to bring more texture to the surface of the product.
That's very much true, Kem. Innovation requires investments both in the product and the process, and this is the key element, I think, that makes a difference between our companies and the rest of a very tough competition. But this is what also allows our company to sell the products worldwide at average price that is almost double of the closest competitor.
That's right. Just to mirror what you just said, tiles that are made in Italy sell for double what other people charge, and they're able to earn that because of the distinctiveness. Let's catch up on tariffs. I know we talked at coverings when you were in the USA. Tell us what's the latest on tariffs.
We have had a very difficult month, both us and our trading partners in the U.S., because there was a great deal of uncertainties. And at coverings, we were right in the middle of that. I think our listeners well know you and U.S. were able to strike a difficult deal at the end of July. Our sector has now tariffs of 15% flat to export towards the US market, which I want to underline how important it is for our companies. This is an increase, a considerable increase from the previous situation, but at least now we have a stability. Now it's possible for our companies and the trading partners in the US to make a reasonable forecast in their business decision, which, as you know, is very much fundamental. Unfortunately, we are living a situation where the devaluation of the U.S. dollar towards the euro that has been around 15% from the beginning of the year is not helping. At least we are looking at a stable environment now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So again, to mirror what you said, the tariffs have locked in at around 15%. And as a double impact, the value of the dollar, it's a little bit more expensive to buy foreign goods that are based on the euro. So that's also working against us a little bit. Tell us, we know that the first half of the year, imports from Italy into the U.S. were strong. How are they doing now?
Part of that fact also mirrored the concern that there were in the first part of the year for the duties to come along. Then definitely in the months of greater uncertainties about the development of the situation. There was a slowdown. Now I would expect that from here to the end of the year, hopefully also with the boost of Cersaia and new products coming on the market, a more stable business environment will be possible for our companies and their clients. Let me say, Ken, we have another concern about the tariff situation, because other competitors have much greater tariffs than us on the U.S. market. And this could also trigger some overcapacities that come from the U.S. to the European market, with some dumping effects that could worsen our situation. Dumping not only economical, but also social and environmental.
So I think one of the things you're talking about is the fact that from India, they're able to produce products that don't look as nice as Italian products, but they're able to bring them in the United States for a lot less. I think there's a lot of industry leaders that are trying to get the U.S. government to realize that and to put some countervailing duties on some of these cheaper made goods, right?
That's very much true, and we are trying to do the same in Europe.
Let's talk about the sustainability and the green message. I know the Italians do a great job on focusing on decarbonization. Is there some news there?
Very much so. The main part of our investments are going on energy efficiency, reduction of emission. We are working at European level on the new rules to limit even in a stronger way reduction emissions from our companies. And we are fully committed, both as a trade association and as companies, in that path. We are seeing at the European level also some kind of rethinking of rules about environmental and decarbonization, which went a little bit too far. The so-called Green Deal is very much right in the objectives, but the application was a little bit out of the reality. I think now our companies are concentrating in their efforts, and we need a stable environmental legal framework to continue in these unique efforts from our companies.
I know there's been a strong delegate in Italy, not only to see the show, but also to enjoy the culture in Italy. How's the weather been this week there?
Well, so far it's been very good. We had a very worrying forecast at the beginning of the week, but luckily enough, sunshine over Bologna up to now. Going to the lifestyle, you know that here in Bologna is the food, the Emilia-Romagna cooking, one of the highlights. And this year at Cersaia, for the first time, we have three restaurants with the Michelin stars. Actually, one, even two Michelin stars. So I think this could be a way to increase the interest of our clients to come and see the show personally.
But it's definitely one of the reasons to come, and we always enjoy it as well. Thank you again for spending time with my listeners this morning and telling us about what's been going on at the Cersaia show in Bologna, Italy. Again, been talking to Armando Caffiera, the Managing Director of the Ceramics of Italy Trade Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.